This is Twit.
So I think everybody was kind of fascinated, shocked, horrified, delighted, amazed, covetous. There were all sorts of reactions, pretty much all across the emotional spectrum. But if you're a gamer, especially leaning towards the sort of like, I'm a serious esports kind of person and I need all of the power, but I hate carrying my case around with me. Alienware's Area 51M was one of the big announcements at CES this year. Dan Seifert over at The Verge got hands on with it. And one that's been, I was kind of giggling because on one hand, they confirmed everything we knew about the Alienware Area 51, which is that it's desktop. You can upgrade the CPU. You can upgrade the GPU. Two power adapters on this, or as they point out, two large power adapters on this one. And it is, you know, I like how he puts this, portable in only the most literal sense, meaning that, you know, this is a big, hefty machine. Now, you know, this is, it's, you know, it, first of all, it's starting at 1950, and if you max it out, it will easily hit the $5,000 range, which is kind of amazingly expensive for a computer, even these days. But looking at the configurations, for one thing, it's fun. If you go on Dell's configuration page, one of the things to do is select your game to see frames per second. And at the Alienware Area 51, the entry-level, you know, $1,949 version has a Core i7-8700, 8 gigabytes of RAM, an RTX 2060, and again, that 17.3-inch display. And that's 190 frames per second and VR-ready at Fortnite. And if you go to the $2,800 configuration, which is the next jump up, you're getting 16 gigs of RAM and RTX 2070, and then you bump up to a ninth generation Intel Core i7-9700K with an RTX 2070, 16 gigs of RAM. That's getting you to $3,250 for the $4,049 for a i9-9900K, 16 gigs of RAM with an RTX 2080. And if you have all of the money, for $5,149.99, 310 frames per second on Fortnite, according to their little box there. 64 gigabytes seems to be listed as the memory on that. But a Core i9-9900K, RTX 2080, 64 gigabytes of RAM. It is a beast. It also would be a monster, amazing, extraordinary. I mean, 4 16-gigabyte DDR4 sticks inside of that thing. 2 terabyte RAID 0, which is actually a 1 terabyte, you know, RAID. And you had a 2 1-terabyte drives. Oh, no, they're actually – are they doing RAID 0? That's crazy. Death RAID. And then a 1 terabyte hybrid drive inside of there. So that is an kind of a ridiculous machine. And, you know, if you bought a desktop you would probably be in the sub, you know, I want to say $3,500 range for that same thing, but you also, of course, wouldn't get it in the relatively transportable enclosure.
Definitely have, you know, bragging rights with this thing. This is one of those,
you know, 144 hertz, 17.3-inch 1080p display. The color they're calling Lunar Light. And just for fun, going from Fortnite to Battlefield 5, you go to 160 frames per second on the $5,000 version, and they're saying 120 frames per second on the entry level model.
But will it play Crysis? They don't say. And for that matter, will it play Doom?
I always want to ask: does anyone use Crysis outside of running benchmarks?
Did they ever? That's the big question. I guess there were people who actually played the game. I think in this industry, it was just used as a GPU benchmark for like 4 or 5 years.
I mean, it does also help them if they're running 1080p on that 17-inch monitor, which is completely appropriate given the size of it. But, you know, even at 144 frames per second, they don't need all of the GPU to keep that thing fed. But it is a big beast, and I keep looking through this and I can't find, did they put the actual weight on it? Okay, it is over 8.5 pounds, 1.7 inches at its thickest point. Now, I'm old enough to remember when a sub-5-pound, sub-2-inch laptop was still a big deal. And that was when laptops still had trackballs inside of them. But the power adapters, I guess they get up to the, I assume they get up to the 300-watt power supplies or the 330-watt power supplies, one of which I do not have within arm's reach. But, you know, they look massive if you've never carried around one of those with a gaming machine. But I'm guessing it's probably 3 or 4 pounds of power supplies with this once you get the machine topped out. But if you've been waiting.
It amazes me that they're using two power supplies, but I assume that's because one is for like the Intel graphics and the other one is for when the GPU kicks in. I don't know why you'd separate them.
Well, I mean, it may just simply be a wattage issue. Right, because you got a what's an RTX 2080 plus a Core i9-9900 draw? In theory,
and then it depends on which version of the 2080 they're using. I'm assuming this is not the lower wattage version. So, I just think it's funny. Like you'd end up walking if you go into a coffee shop with this thing, it's going to look like. Obviously, you can relate to having a dedicated headphone amplifier strapped to your either digital audio player or phone. Right. And here you're going to have two batteries strapped to each other, and then you need to find two outlets. But they're bringing back the luggable category. That's what I think.
No, I mean, as somebody who literally carried a sewing machine PC in his early days, it feels familiar but much nicer. I mean, if you think about it, a desktop RTX is what, topping out at 225 watts. You got 95 watts for a 9900K. You know, and the most powerful power supplies we've seen or the biggest power supplies we've seen that they're shipping with gaming laptops are usually top out at about 300 watts or 330 watts, which gives you I would not want to run, you know, my $5,000 gaming system off of a single 330 watt power supply because that would give you it wouldn't even feed the 2080 at max power consumption, the 9900K and the power supply, or the 9900K and the RTX 2080, unless the RTX 2080 is consuming, but this isn't the laptop version, the RTX 2080. I keep trying to tell myself, no, it's only 150 watts because it's the, no, it's not the mobile version of the RTX 2080. So if you've been waiting, it's here for you.